someone up there loves me. I was born prematurely, which caused the brain damage that I have to my cerebellum. And originally the doctors thought I was brain dead. Then when I was 2 years old, the doctors thought I was retarded. Finally at age 4, it was discovered that I just had brain damage. People think cerebral palsy is a disease, but it's not, it's just a short way of saying I have brain damage to the cerebellum. Cerebral palsy, cerebellum, get it? But there is so much wrong information going around that the general public doesn't understand much about any disability. Because of this, I get talked down to a lot. If my friend and I go to a restaurant, sometimes the waitress only brings one menu, thinking I can't read. Or when it's time to order, the waitress will ask my friend,
"And what would he like to have?"
Or I'll be halfway through a meal and the waitress will ask,
"Would he like a box?"
I get baby waves all the time. I'll send someone I am going to meet an email, and when I meet them they ask,
"Who wrote this for you?"
If I try to tell someone I sing with computer-generated software,
"Oh, I see, I'm so proud of you."
People just don't get that even though I'm in a wheelchair, I'm normal. I had one person go as low as wanting to see me actually type because she just couldn't believe I could read and write. So on the day when I meet someone that actually talks to me like a normal human being, it makes my day. And you know what, if any of you who are listening to this CD are in sales, I'll tell you the best way to make a sale. Talk directly to the disabled customer. Just recently I went to the Eastwood Mall in Warren, and I went into the AT&T store just to look. This gal named Beth waited on both my friend and me. If I asked a question, she responded directly back to me. We ended up buying a new phone that day, mostly because of how she treated both of us as equal customers. She thinks it's nothing, but trust me, after getting 2,500 baby waves and so on, being treated like a person is total paradise. I love stopping in and saying hi just because she is one of the few people that actually talks to me. I told her I was giving her a free copy of my next CD, but I didn't tell her I would be mentioning her on the CD. I hope this makes her day. And the funny thing is, if you wait on a disabled person, most of them will go out of their way to promote you. I for one have a personal rule. If I ever get a call from a salesperson that actually doesn't hang up when they can't understand me, I will buy from them. Now of course they don't know that, and every sales call I get always hangs up on me. But if I ever get a sales call that actually deals with me, I want to buy whatever the product is just to have the experience. And I believe other disabled people are the same way. So if anyone ever calls a number and it takes a long time for the person to communicate, if you stick with the call and don't come off as a scam artist, I think your chances are sky high of making a sale. People often want to see God heal me. From what? I feel totally blessed in the fact that I can't walk. What, I'm gonna get healed just to get tired feet and a sore back? No thanks. Then I would have to get a car and pay for gas to get around. I'll stick with charging my wheelchair every night, it's much cheaper. Besides, some people that can walk, don't know God, have a bad memory, and waste their lives drinking. I have a good mind and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I don't like how society views the disabled community, but as for my own disability, I feel God gave it to me and I wouldn't trade it for the world. My disability doesn't get in my way at all. I feel lucky because most people want out of their situation. But if God is in your life, you wouldn't trade it for the world. I know, because I wouldn't trade it for the world.